Yes, God. We love you, Lord. We love you more than life itself. Lord, as we pause for a moment to expound upon your word, we know that it's all about Jesus. Every word we speak, every phrase that we say, it's about Jesus. So now, Lord, open up our ears that we may hear, our hearts that we may receive, and our spirits so that your will, not our will be done. Fill us, Lord, till we want no more. Strengthen us, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Rise up, King Jesus, and show yourself strong. We ask these prayers in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen. Say amen again. Come on, give the Lord a praise this time. We won't be before you long this morning, but we will do what the Lord has required. Amen. So, amen. Yeah. Praise God for you today. Praise God for all of you who have been with us on this journey this week. I don't know about you, but it has been a week of totally depending on God. Can I get a witness? It's been a week of letting God be God. Amen. And telling the devil he's a liar. Amen. It's been a week of pushing myself personally beyond the thresholds of temptation and doubt. It's been a week of knowing that God is real if we allow him to be real in our life. Can I get a witness? It has been a week where I constantly said to myself, if Jesus did it for 40 days, I certainly can do it for 7. And that's the only thing that kept running through my spirit. Jesus did it for 40 days. I know I can do it for just 7. During these 7 days, it has been a days of trying, but I'm glad I had the package to read some encouragement. Because on a couple of days, I needed them scriptures. I needed the word of God at that time. I praise God for some of my brothers who sent encouraging word through the week to encourage us to stay on track, to know that God is stronger, to know that our strength lies in the Lord and helping us to make it through another day. And I tell you this morning, church, pray for me. Pray for my strength. You know, as I read that Jesus did it for 40 days, he did it without anything. He didn't have no water or nothing for 40 days. At least I had water and juice. Amen. At least I had that. But Jesus went 40 with nothing. So I know if he did 40 with nothing, I can do 7 with juice and water.
Right.
So here we are standing before you today as 6 o'clock approaches. You know what? I'm contemplating, what will I do? Because once you do something for 7 days, it becomes more of a habit. Especially if you do it 7 days in a row.
Right.
So what will I do at 6 o'clock? I know I'm going to praise him. That's one thing for sure. Amen. What happens after that going to be between me and God. Amen. And so we praise God for all of you who are here today. We're still in our sessions of talking about clear vision in 2020. Our scriptural base is Proverbs 28:19. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Amen?
Amen.
Tell somebody you got to have a vision.
If you're
going to
make it in this world.
Let me tell you something. Without vision, this world will push you around, put you in places you don't really want to be, have you doing stuff you really don't want to do. Why? Because you don't know, number one, who you are. And then number two, you don't know where you're going. So now you're subject to fall to any old thing with any old body at any old time. Tell somebody you need vision. I like the Message version. It says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. Hello. God said, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to do you good and not harm. Plans to prosper you. Can I stay there for a second, First Lady? Can I stay there for 1 second? Plans to prosper you. Ain't nothing wrong with being a child of God and having money. Can I get that out of somebody's system right now? There's nothing wrong with being a child of God and having your finances together. Matter of fact, when your finances together, God can use you more. This thing of being a Christian and broke is, that's not even scriptural. Because the Bible said, my God shall supply all my needs. According to his riches. Not what I got, but according to his riches in glory. People can't see what God is doing. They stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. Clear vision in 2020. We've been basing this sermon off the book called Visioneering. I hear more and more of you all are going out getting the book. People have been sending me texts talking about it's blowing their mind and changing their lives and making them do things a little bit different. Amen. Amen. That's what it's for. Because what we're doing here, we're just scratching the surface. Amen. I'm going to review the last 8 book building blocks. And we're going to continue on. So let's go. Number one, a vision begins as a concern. A vision does not necessarily require immediate action. Pray for opportunities and plan as if God, if you expect God to answer your prayers. Number four, God is using your circumstances to position and prepare you to accomplish his vision for your life. Amen? I like this one, number five. What God originates, he orchestrates. It ain't about what you got. Ain't about your education. Ain't about your skill level. What God originates, he orchestrates. Walk before you talk. Investigate before you initiate. Communicate your vision as a solution to a problem that must be addressed immediately. Then cast your vision to the appropriate people at the appropriate time. I like this one. Don't expect others, hello, to take greater risks or make greater sacrifices than you have. Can I say that? I don't expect any member of this church to do anything I myself is not ready and prepared to do. Hello. We talk about sacrificial giving. I do sacrificial giving. Last Sunday was sacrificial giving Sunday. And I forgot about it, Brother Tommy. But then that Sunday came, I said, oh, Lord, I had funds that we were going to go to dinner with. But I took every bit of it and put it in the sacrificial giving. And I will tell you, when we went to go eat, somebody walked up and said, Pastor, I got this. That's what God would do. That's what he'd do when you make a sacrifice. That's what he'll do when you make a sacrifice. When I talked about 7 days of fasting and praying, I wasn't going to ask you to do something I wouldn't do myself. Last 7 days, we've been sacrificing. It's been kind of hard, too, because my grandson stays with us sometimes, and he wants to eat breakfast every morning. Then he hits you with this line when he's riding the car. Papa, you hungry? I'm hungry. What we gonna eat? I'm like, daggone, son. I said, Papa is fasting. Can you say fasting? Say fasting. Fasting, but I still want something to eat. So I had to feed him. And then on my job, the week of all weeks, I had two classes where we had to provide food. Lord mercy. One was La Rosa's Pizza. And the other one, we had a group in and we provided breakfast for them. It was bacon, eggs, biscuits, gravy. My Lord, mercy. Now, all I had to say was, Jesus did it for 40. I can do it for 7. So if you've been on this journey, I feel you. I know where you are. I know where you are. I know what's going through your heart and through your mind. I'm right there with you. I don't expect nobody to do anything that I myself is not willing to do. Amen. It's making sacrifices. So don't expect others to take greater risk or make greater sacrifices than you have. Last week we read Nehemiah chapter 4, 1 through 23, and we discovered that Nehemiah ended up with some haters. Y'all remember that? Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Amorites, amen, they all plotted and they were not happy. They was not supportive of the vision of building the wall. Matter of fact, they came on one occasion to discourage the workers and tried to have the work to stop. But they began to get tired. How many of you know that the thrill of a new project, sometimes it'll wear off? Oh, come on now. Come on. Come on, we launched this vision about 5 years ago. Some of y'all done got tired. Still a vision. When we gonna do something? Well, when you gonna give some more money? Well, we've been doing a lot. Have you took a look around lately? Have you seen what God has already done? Do you realize there's only 3 more properties for us to purchase? And we'll own what we need in this block to build our new facility, our family life center, and the new school. Amen. God is doing a lot. Amen. Have you looked around that we have our own properties now? That we are even thinking about building some of our own houses. Amen. God is doing a lot. And it's all in his timing. Because I believe that when we walk in the door of our new facility, we will be debt free. The facility will already be paid for. We're not taking out no mortgage. I ain't making no loan. I ain't trying to get jammed up waiting on folks to pay a mortgage bill. The church will be self-sufficient. The church will have its own businesses. That's why we started our own CDC, Development Corporation. That's why we're getting ready to start our for-profit end businesses. So it don't matter if you come to church or not. It won't matter if you give your tithes or offering or not. The church will be self-sufficient. We'll run our own school. Amen. As Paul Revere would say with Star Church, that's called stress-free preaching. No longer preaching for the people, but preaching for God. Ain't worried about who coming and who leaving. Hello, hello. Ain't getting jammed up in the newspaper because you can't pay your mortgage. That's real. Getting caught up in all kind of stuff because your money start running funny in the church. Because people are funny. Oh, come on, get real with a pastor now. Get real with a... Some folk are coming here shouting all day on Sunday. Next week, hating my guts. I ain't giving to that church no more. Oh, it's been proven. It's been seen and shown. So I clearly see. I got clear vision, Sister Ella. I clearly see what God is doing and how he gonna do it. Because when I run with God, that's all I need. Hello, somebody. Nehemiah ran with God. He put in the work and he was able to do what God called him to do. God may make you a promise, but you still got to do the work. Hello, 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 hello. God made you a promise, but you got to step out on faith. God made you a promise, but you the one got to get out there in the front. And so when your haters show up, you got to know how to respond to your haters. Can I get a witness? I'm going to do this response and we're going to go home. Yeah, I'm telling you in advance because I'm starting to wear down. Amen. Building block number 10. Respond to criticism with three things. Prayer, remembrance, and if necessary, a revision of the plan. Look at somebody and say, that's what you do when your haters show up. Nehemiah dealt with the criticism of those around him by doing these three things. Number one, by praying. In verse number 4, you read, instead of responding to the criticism or defending himself to those who had criticized him. Number one, you got to understand what the Bible say. The Bible said you never have to defend yourself when you're working for God. Amen. You don't have to say nothing. Right. If they're accusing you and it's a false accusation, you don't have to say anything. God will bring about witnesses to stand on your behalf. God will give you the words to really say if necessary. You don't have to worry about when people start calling you all things except a child of God. That's not your problem. You stay in God. So he didn't snap back like we want to do. Or clap back like some of us want to do. Let somebody say something about us on Facebook. We're going to clap back. Amen. And some of us done clap back and got clapped. Hello. Amen. When God told you in your spirit, shut your mouth. Shut it down. Turn it off. Don't respond. I don't respond to foolishness. I don't respond to foolishness. That's giving the devil some ground. As soon as you start trying to defend yourself, that sometimes that makes you look more guilty. You've been better off just zip it. Nehemiah, talk to God. That's where you go. I dare you to talk to God about it. Say, Lord, you see what's happening, don't you? I mean, be real with God. Don't be trying to be all fancy using words you don't know. Oh, most holy, lotus God, God of heaven and earth, God of creator and everything, Father God. No. Lord, they talking about me like a dog.
Yeah, right.
And I haven't done nothing. Amen. Nehemiah said in his word about turn their insults back on them. That's what Nehemiah said.
Right.
He talked to God. He didn't do it. He told God to do it. I dare you to go tell God about somebody who's messing with you. I'm a human being. I'm a man. My daughter Tammy is out of town right now. And she went out of town. She's doing some things. And she sent me a text. She keeps me posted every way, every step of the trip. And when she finally landed, I said, cool. And I said, please don't let me have a taken moment. She know what that means. Some of y'all know what that means. Please don't let me get on the phone with somebody and say, I got some special skills. Skills that I required over the years. I will find you and I will kill you. Let her call me and say somebody messing with Rick. You feel me, don't you? Let somebody mess with your baby girl. I'm out of here. I'm telling you, church, right now. If she called me right now crying on the phone, I say, church dismissed. I'm gone. Amen. If me being human, a man, can you imagine what God will do for you? If you call God and say, Lord, they messing with me. God has sent Michael, you got some special skills. I need you to go down there and take care of a situation. Did not Jesus say, if I didn't want this to happen, I can call my Father and he'll send a legion of angels. We got to know who our daddy is. We got to know who on our side. We got to know who got our back. We got to know who's standing up for us. We got to realize that God is more powerful than any demon and devil in hell. That he'll stand up and he'll set up a standard, the Bible said. That he'll set up a standard for you and for me. He talked to God about it. And Nehemiah continued to challenge his thoughts and energy in the direction of his vision.
Right.
Instead of focusing his attention on his enemies. When you focus on your haters, it's taking away energy of what God called you to do.
Right.
You so worried about them. You missing what God is doing for you. You so worried over here, you missing what God is doing over here. And the more energy you put out over here won't take you nowhere. How much better would we be if we made prayer our initial response to criticism? I dare you do this next time somebody getting on your last nerve. Hold on for a minute. I'll be back. Father God, I'm doing everything I can not to punch them straight in their face. God, you know I got anger issues. You know it don't take much to pop me off. They pushing buttons they shouldn't be pushing. I need the Holy Spirit right now to show me some self-control. That's what I need, Lord. I need some self-control right now. Granted in the name of Jesus. Amen. I dare you do that. I dare you. I dare you to do that. I dare you to go in prayer before you start popping off. And I guarantee you there will be a difference with the situation. If they don't change, if nothing else, you change. That's a change right there. You ain't going to jail this time. Police ain't being called on you this time. Because you done changed. We learn to do that. Hallelujah. God will take care of the rest. Give the Lord a praise. I'm going to stop.